From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Protests continue in Iran a week after they initially began, leaving at least 21 people dead. The government has blamed the protest on foreign influence, but observers say that is not the case. Rutgers University professor Hushang Amirahmadi said those protesting are average Iranians.
It is the people versus the regime. And the regime needs to really think seriously about what it is that it's doing.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said in an interview with VOA that the people of Iran have the full support of the current U.S. government. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Thursday he was responsible for a scheduled resumption of talks between North and South Korea, posting on Twitter the impotence was his firm and strong leadership. Mariamo Diallo has more.
Trump tweeted that with all of the failed experts weighing in, does anybody really believe that talks and dialogue would be going on between North and South Korea right now if it wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North? On Wednesday, the two countries reopened a cross-border hotline that had been shut down since 2016. The Associated Press stated that South Korea confirmed that officials from both countries talked for 20 minutes. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
A court in Zimbabwe has freed a U.S. national accused of insulting former President Robert Mugabe on Twitter last year. The court dismissed the case against Martha O'Donovan Thursday after prosecutors failed to provide the court with a trial date. Follow Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Steve Stanford reports health workers are concerned with outbreaks of diseases in the massive Rohingya camps housing more than 650,000 people in Bangladesh.
Here in Balukali refugee camp, dirty water and squalid conditions are prime breeding grounds for outbreaks of preventable diseases. While 900 doses of oral cholera vaccine have been distributed in the camps, another contagious bacterial infection has emerged.
Diphtheria is a vaccine-preventable disease. It's an illustration of how the Rohingya population that are currently living in the makeshift settlements here had very little access to health care from their place of origin in Myanmar.
With Bangladesh's Ministry of Health implementing a vaccination campaign to prevent future outbreaks of diphtheria, at least some members of the next generation of Rohingya will be protected from vaccine-preventable diseases. Steve Sanford for VOA News in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.
Pakistan is rife with uncertainty and speculation on steps the United States may possibly take in the wake of President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet about slashing the country's aid for treating U.S. leaders as fools and giving safe haven to the terrorists battling American forces in Afghanistan. Islamabad denounced the comments as completely incomprehensible and has reiterated its resolve to work together with Washington to fight terrorism and stabilize Afghanistan. Pakistani leaders insist the United States is scapegoating their country for its Afghan failures. Grace Lee has more.
On Tuesday, the U.S. accused Pakistan of playing a double game on fighting terrorism and said it would hold back $255 million of aid.
They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration.
But Islamabad is angered by suggestions that it's not doing enough, saying its casualties at the hands of extremists since 2001 number in the tens of thousands.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Prosecutors in South Korea have filed new charges against ousted President Park Geun-hye, accusing her of accepting millions of dollars in bribes from the nation's intelligence agency. An official at the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office told reporters Thursday they learned from three former chiefs of the National Intelligence Service they paid Park over $3 million between 2013 and 2016. A passenger train carrying people home after the holidays slammed into a truck in rural South Africa Thursday, killing at least 12 people and injuring more than 260 others. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.